What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Let me focus this camera real quick. There it is. This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. We are at South by Southwest. And we are also hosting the show together with The Hangover Takeover.
Yeah, what's going on, everyone? I'm to Standby Gypsy. Make sure you check out The Hangover Takeover. Absolutely.
And we got Mikey Polo in the building and Francois the God from Atlanta. Yeah. So we out here, we linking up. First of all, say what up. You guys already seen Mikey on our show. So here, pass him the mic.
What's happening, y'all? I'm back. You know what's going on. We out in Texas with this South by Southwest edition, man. Yeah. Had to come fuck with my
boy. Mikey actually commented on the show. He said, I'm definitely coming back. So here we go.
Yeah, you see? So I kept my word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm back in this bitch, man. But I brought my brother with me. You feel me? Mm.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, he told me not to talk like that. Disrespectful, you feel me? Hey, no, it's Francois the God. You feel what I'm saying? Fran the God. You know what I'm saying? We live all the way from Atlanta, South by Southwest. We here.
So tell me, guys, how did you guys link up originally?
We both got booked for a show that we sold out at SOB's. And when we was downstairs smoking, and we was peeping each other vibes. So he was like, he looked at me, he was like, let's smoke. You know what I'm saying? We was like, fuck all the other rappers. Let's smoke with each other. Like, we talked to Tracy, but we came back and did our own thing. But then the best thing is when we got on stage, it was like we already performed together before. Like, he was on my set lit. I was on his set lit. I never crowd surfed, and he pushed me and threw me in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's my brother. Anybody that could do that, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so from there, it was like right away. Link.
Exactly.
And then you guys been doing shows together? Or what's the how's
since
been
then, we've been just linking up. Like, it's been on some real brother shit. Like, you know, most people, they get around shows just keeping music. Like, bro, he's been at my crib, been in his crib. We do other things other than music. Like, it's just we actually built that bro relationship to the point where this music shit don't even matter when it comes to how we are towards each other. You know what I'm saying? It's real, you know?
Yeah. So are you guys planning on making music together too, or just performing? I know at South By you guys are getting on the stage together, right?
Yeah.
So are you guys planning on putting tracks together? What's the plan?
We got hella tracks. Like, before we came out here, we made like 7 tracks, 8 tracks. And that was just on a fucked up day. Like, we was just like, oh, let's just go to the O, record. We got 8 tracks done. Do more than 8, though. Like, that's nothing.
Talk about this tour life. Like, there's been like this whole surge of these mini kind of like micro tours that's been going around the States, and
right.
It's given an opportunity to artists that don't normally get seen and heard. Talk about, you know, what that has really meant and how that has really helped you guys.
Like,
ask that after, right?
Yeah. Going on tour, huh? You can hit it now. But look, going on tour, that shit's the best thing. Like, you can like actually like see the people who really rock with you. Like, my fan base, I don't even call them fans. I call them my friends because Francois, they're a part of me. So, like, my friends, like, is, like, huge, bro. Like, overseas, just being able to, like, see a person in the flesh that's crazy over you, or take a shirt off your back after you done sweat in it. It's good. And then you build a more solid fan base. Shit come and then shit go real fast. If you don't have a core fan base from doing them little small hole-in-the-wall tours,
right,
your shit gonna die out. And I could list a few people, but I ain't finna do that and get them some clout. You feel me? But yeah.
So would you say, like, being on stage is like how you can build a real fan much more than just dropping a song?
Yeah, because people want to see. Like, if you can, yeah, if you can see, my bad, bro. But like, people want to see you. Like, people want to see that, like, oh, you a real nigga. Like, instead of just being in the television, you know what I'm saying? Like, or on the computer. Like, you can build better. Like, people will understand you. It's like when you share energy with people, like he said, like, he go off of vibes. If the vibe ain't right, then you not gonna click. That's the same thing with music. If your music not, why you think niggas come in and then they fade out real easy? It's cool right now. The vibe won't right. You feel what I'm saying? It's cool to make some shit. It's just like a fake nigga. A fake nigga could be around, but that's only some temporary shit because he gonna do some fake shit. And then guess what, bro? The truth gone. You know what I'm saying? Set you free. But that's on some other shit. But yeah, like, it's definitely like imperative to like do shows, and it's way better to be in the flesh rather than drop a song, because someone could listen to a song, they could very much listen to a song and be like, I don't like this song, but see a video to that same song and then make you fall in love.
That's
with
true.
It,
that's so true. Yeah, and I feel like even like when you just listen to an artist, if you just listen to music, yeah, you kind of you kind of get it or whatever. But if you see them perform and you see that same exact song and you catch that energy, that's what makes you stick and go back and listen to that artist. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, we were just talking about it before, about your voice in general. So you were...
Grab your body. I want your body. All
right. Well, yeah, I have to finish my questions. So you know what you're going to answer, right? But no, I wanted to know about that. I know you were born with a... actually, just explain that in general and how you've been able to just push your music and get through that obstacle, you know, which is obviously a huge fucking obstacle because you're doing music.
Hell yeah.
Even swap.
There you go.
Nah, but I was born without vocal cords and
without them
there, like, and my mom, she didn't know she was pregnant with me, so she was getting like pregnancy shots, so it fucked up my development. So I was born without vocal cords and like my lung had failed, so I got like one lung, but it ain't no sad story on small violins type shit. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it is what it was, but I still got through it. And of course, niggas gonna talk, but you gotta go through that in order to be great. In order to be successful, you gotta fail. And you feel what I'm saying? But it ain't one of them moments, but yeah.
So how do you use your voice now, like musically and artistically?
Hey, you already know how we doing this. Baby, wanna test drive a nigga, what we doing then? Mm. You acting real surprised, how you, whatever I said, I make so much music, but like, yeah. Mm. I just go, bruh. Fuck it. What you say, bruh? Hey, what you say? You got to be sure of yourself, bruh.
Yeah.
Fuck
you can't
all
be skeptical.
That second
I always tell people,
shit.
Like I'm not cocky. I'm just confident. I'm super sure of myself. When I make a song, I don't second guess it.
Is this camera on? Look at me. I'm just kidding. Hey, look. Fuck all that skeptical shit, bro. Do you, bro.
Be great.
If you want a bitch to suck your dick and your balls, bro, do that shit, bro. Yeah. Go do it, bro.
Nah,
even though she might say no, try it, bro. She might say yes, bro. All these bitches want to fuck.
It's all a numbers game.
Yes.
All the numbers.
You feel me?
And that same mentality applies to life everywhere. Not yes. Just, you know?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All good. All good. We're swapping. It's talk patch.
You need mics like bitches.
Yeah. So, Mike, talk about your music. What you got coming up? You know, because it sounds like you're a studio rat. You know what I mean? Like it seemed like you live in a studio. You like being in a studio recording constantly. You love the stage, but obviously you like being in the studio.
Hell
what else
yeah.
is coming up for you?
Oh, I'm dropping Slime World 2 in the summer.
Oh, I'm
I'm dropping Slime World 2 in the summer. Because the first project it did good. You know, I dropped it December 18th.
Yeah.
And like no label, no none of that. Like 85,000 streams is good.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then having a video on BET and shit is just like, all right. So if I did that without any like label push, and now I built the connections that I needed, my following and all that, and I just got off the Life is a Trip tour. So I'm like, I'm gonna use all that and drop my tape and see what happens now. Because when I do that, I already got people that's trying to be behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's big names, but it's like, I want to see what I can do so y'all can have to offer me more. Because if I let y'all help me now, then I'm not going to get the biggest thing I can get, you know?
So you went, like, you dropped the album, your video launched on BET Jams, and then right from there, you hopped on a tour with Trippie Redd.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that and, you know, the tour life in general with him. Because I saw, you know, some videos on the gram and whatnot that I'm going to let you discuss.
I mean, shit was lit. It happened out of nowhere. I literally was in Maryland, and I was recording, and then Trippie had came into D.C., and he was supposed to perform, but he got sick. So he had to reschedule. But I still pulled up on him at the hotel, you know what I'm saying? Checked on him and everything. We was playing the game, whatever. And we were just talking. And then he was like, you know what, bro? Come on tour with me. Like, literally out of nowhere. And I was like, all right, bet.
That's that vibe. That's a connection.
Yeah, so I just grabbed my shit. And next thing I know, we ended up going to Philly, Boston, fucking Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota. Like, we were just out there. I'm going to states I've never been to.
Right.
Rhode Island, like. Right. And I'm on stage, like, forefront. My bro's right here performing. And then I'm right here, people yelling my name out. And they like, yo, we finally get to see you. And I'm like, I didn't know y'all wanted to see me.
I didn't know you existed.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know y'all liked me like that or had love for me. Like, it was
That's
so
crazy,
bro. Like, and, like, we was accompanied by people like Coi Leray. You know what I'm saying? Lil Key, Lil Duke.
Okay.
Yachty came on tour. Who else? Jacquees. Lil Wop, like, you know what I'm saying, different people appeared, so it was cool to be around it, you know what I'm saying. And my favorite rapper, you know, is Young Thug, you know what I'm saying. We FaceTime Thug in the back, you know what I'm saying. So it was just, I got to kick it with Trippy grandmother, met her and actually like talked to her, and she fucked with me hard. So it was like, not only was that my bro, and it still is my bro, it's like, I got to experience like tour life for the first time, and it's because of somebody that is my bro. It's not like it was on some industry music shit. It was on some bro. Just come with me, you know, come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It built relationships.
Yeah. And so how does it feel like FaceTiming your idol, basically, or like someone that you really like look up to as an artist?
Nigga, that shit. It feel like, all right, I'm getting, like, honestly, it just come across to me like, oh, I'm getting closer. Like, yeah. That's all it feel like.
That's another step. Like,
yeah, like, especially when I'm walking around and I'm fresh as shit or whatever, and a rapper I just looked at, they got a blue check on Instagram, whatever, comes to me and dap me up like, yo, what's up? Like, I heard your shit. And I'm like, nigga, I was just listening to your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feel good because you like, bro, I do not expect this. Like, what? Hell nah. Like, you don't realize how big you are until you leave from where you're from. And people actually come up to you like, yo, you're so-and-so. Yo, I've listened to you. I know who you are. Like, yeah. And they show respect. Man, I be forgetting a lot of faith because I be high shit. So.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's the fucking, bro, like yesterday we met Sway. That was also like, yeah, oh, shit, us. You know, to talk to him and be like, yo, I had people on my show that were on your show and shit. You know what I mean? With the fucking legend. Like, you know, it's crazy. You
that's get what y'all to be. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, like, yeah. That's so how like, shit go. Yo, you know. Yeah. What am I touching? Ah, you got it.
Yeah. And we back in this bitch, but a lot more rich. On my Austin, Texas shit, eating hot pork rich.
Right, exactly.
You feel better in here?
We're good.
Huh?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. Oh, we had the heat on with the sun beaming in this motherfucker. I'm wondering why it's hot. So I want to go back to like those 7-8 tracks that you guys put together. So when can we see that collab album? And first of all, can we get a sneak peek?
An EP.
Yeah. We want to hear his good music. Damn. We want, you know what I mean?
They take him out.
God damn. It was like the 7-8
songs. You're more than halfway there, you know?
I'll tell y'all this. Y'all going to get one of the singles very, very soon. Maybe this week, you know. Super soon. Like, y'all probably, most likely y'all going to hear one at South By. But it's just, we're not going to tell y'all which one. We're not going to tell y'all none of that. Y'all just going to have to hear it. And if y'all don't record it when y'all hear it, I don't want it next time y'all going to hear it until we drop it. Let's just say, you know, gotta keep them like that.
Definitely. Tell me more about the genre of emo trap. Tell me what it is to you. You know, what are you trying to do with it? You
it's
know
definitely
I mean?
Not cut your wrist music.
Okay.
It's definitely not that. It's emotional. Mm. Like, I'm a Cancer, you know what I'm saying? So I really, I'm a spiritual person. I'm about vibes. Mm-hmm. So I use everything about myself to promote my brand for myself. So I'm like, all right, Cancers are emotional, correct? That's what everybody says about them. I am very emotional. So I use that in my music. It's my emotions I'm pouring onto these tracks. That's why I don't write. I freestyle it because that's how I'm emotionally feeling right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When I hear that beat, it's a mood. It puts me in a certain mood. Whether I'm talking about drugs, heartbreak, whatever, girls, it puts me in that mood. So, I mean, that's how I describe emo trap. And a lot of people now, they try to fake emo trap and they try to dress like a, what they call a white boy, dressed like a gothic person, whatever. And it's like, bro, I've been doing this shit. If you ask any girl that been knowing me since ninth grade or anything, I was a skinny jeans nigga when people were wearing a big coochie and shit. And they used to call me, say I was wearing my little brother pants and shit.
What was one of the most, I guess you could say like almost unstereotypical like artists you would listen to? Like if you like almost like you wouldn't tell nobody because you're like, damn, I listen like a Marilyn Manson or something like that.
I listen to all that, but people know that. I like Panic at the Disco. I like Maroon 5. I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Green Day, like the Gorillaz. What? Right. Them niggas go hard. You know what I'm saying? But people wouldn't expect for me to like, and it's because of my mom, like niggas like Jeffrey Osborne. Like that's an old school R&B nigga, you know what I'm saying? But my mom used to always push. I remember she's on the left, she's on the right, she's in the middle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that shit was catchy. Like R&B music used to be catchy back in the day, so that's why I be trying to incorporate that shit. You know.
So Francois, you're from Atlanta. Is that like where you originally started doing your music?
Yeah, that's where I started at. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about like the collab, because everybody from everywhere else says the collab in Atlanta and the way people work together over there is like not like any other state. So just tell me about like that and then come up in Atlanta and how that works, how the collabs work out there.
I mean, I was like, really, everybody support everybody in Atlanta, but when you like coming up and you're not from like that area, it's kind of hard because I'm not from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, but yeah. It's cool. Like, it's cool. Shout out to VA, you feel what I'm saying? But look, hey, so like, with with the Atlanta scene, like, you can very much collab with anybody, but it's, like, clicked up, you feel what I'm saying? So, like...
Oh, so it's like, if your click is popping over there, then it's easy for you, everybody like, around like you. Everybody they bring their people with them.
You feel what I'm saying?
Savages, niggas. Like, PDE, YSL, different shit. Like,
everybody grew up with each other, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we... So
it's hard to, like, break into that circle.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's real political like that, you feel me? But I don't want to say anything to... decriminalize my
No, no, yeah, yeah, no, nothing against anybody, but like that's just how it works, kind of thing. But then, so was that like a little harder for you initially at the start? Or
I mean, nah, cause I got a team behind me. I ain't give a fuck. I was like, nigga, y'all the ones tripping. Y'all broke. Like, I got the bread, nigga. Like, I'm not tripping about who got the best numbers on Instagram, nigga.
Right.
I'm trying to get money and more money. You feel what I'm saying?
Now that's the fucking mentality that wins, bro. That's the mentality that wins because people forget. Like, you have people, you have legends out there. Like, bro, look at Buck Wild's fucking Instagram. He has what, 5,000 followers, some shit. Buck Wild's a fucking legend, bro. Like, he's a legend in hip hop. Period. He makes money. Like, that's what matters, bro. It's not fucking, oh, I got 100,000 followers. Yeah, who cares, bro? You're still living in a basement in your mom's house. Like,
you sleep on a pillow of cash. I guess I want to talk more about that tour life because I feel like some people think that maybe there isn't no money out there. Like, maybe it's too hard to break through. Like, how do artists trying to get to a level of even just the micro tours, like, how would you suggest them to
build
break
your
through?
Build a fan base, start right? on the internet. There's so much shit you could do.
Yeah. And build relationships.
Facts.
Because to be honest, a relationship can go further than money, all that shit. Because if a person fuck with you hard enough, that you never know if they're going to blow. Like, this is my brother. He can blow tomorrow, and I know for a fact our relationship, he going to bring me on tour. He know I can blow tomorrow, and he know for a fact he's going to be on my tour. You know what I'm saying? Just because how we are around each other off the music, when we chilling, like, I can trust him in certain things, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, and the same thing with everybody that y'all see around us. Like, I built trust with these people just by being around them off of vibe. Like, if I don't trust somebody, I'm going to let them know. He know how blunt I am. I'm going to let them know. You when you first met me, you see how blunt I am? I'm going to let you know, like, I'm a real street, you know what I'm saying? But this music stuff, I make sure we doing this stuff for real, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my daughter, because this is what I do it for, you feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I ain't going to cap. I asked my boy Mikey about his project, bro. I ain't new to this shit. That's why I'm chilling. But look, I just dropped a project called Phases of the Night. That shit was tight, bro. Like,
so tell me about all in regards, like, your whole...
yes, sir.
Like, when was your first project that you launched?
My first project, it was called Wealth, Loyalty, Respect. You can't find that. If you find it, yo, I don't know how you did that.
Easter egg right
here. You feel me?
Bro, I'm about to get on a mission over here, bro.
Oh, shit.
Get on a mission, bro.
Whoever finds it gets 100. 200, I'll put 200 on it.
Right. What was the name?
Oh, but you don't count, though, nigga. But, yeah, hold on. You don't count. You ain't slick. I'm here. But nah, it's called Wealth, Loyalty, Respect. But that was some old shit. That was my like first project. But like what I just dropped is called Phases of the Night. And then I got another project called Restricted. Shout out to Ricky Rax. But he did that whole thing. And you talking about tour life. That tape, Restricted, came about when I was on tour. I was on tour with two other artists, but I'm not finna name drop because I'm not clouting niggas up. It's about Fran and Mikey, you feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
We lit, you feel me? But yeah, like, that tour was lit. I get off tour, I'm trying to figure out what else I could do for shock value for the internet. What can I do without selling myself out, jumping out the window in a pile of snow and some drawers and shit? I'm not finna do that, you feel me?
No.
What can I do smart to not sell myself out? Okay, I just got off tour. This little label shit happened. I'm not finna do that, but that's gonna shock the city too. I need some music. So I asked my sister's boyfriend, Corey, you feel what I'm saying? Hey, can you see if your boy can shoot me some beats? Because he was telling me about his homie. I didn't know it was Rax, you feel what I'm saying? And, bro, we drawing, sketching in the back and shit like that, trying to come up with logos for his little brand and stuff. And he's like, check your email. I see the email is 100 beats. I go through, I pick like what, 5 songs? I don't know how many is on there, but I chose the
100 beats, boom.
5 of them, how it would sound sonically, like that's how I try to do my projects. Like, before I, like, instead of me hearing a beat and making a song, I'm going to get all the beats first. And if I like how it sounds, then, okay, I'm going to use this for the project. All right, I'm going to use that for the project. But I'm going to make, if I'm putting 7 songs on it, I'm going to make 14 songs. So I'm going to pick 14 beats out of, like, 50 if you send me beats, you feel me?
And then out of those 14 songs, pick the 7 for the album.
You feel me? And then I'll have extra music in the vault.
Singles ready whenever.
So I can always be prepared.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to hold
you. And that's...
The hardest thing ever, I don't know about you, is picking album songs.
Oh, I love it. I love doing it because I got an ear for music because, like, I engineer my own shit. So,
because it's like, if you only got, like, 11 songs you can pick, like, with my manager, they was like, all right, you can only have this amount of tracks. I recorded, like, 30 songs I love. I'm like, I want all these bitches on there. But I can't, so I have to decide which songs should put out right now and what to hold off on and what to, and they be killing me because I'm like, oh, I really want this on it because I know, damn, they love this song. I know they would have loved this then, but I guess I got to put that on the next one. But then I also think that might not make the next one because you elevate every time and it's like you're going to make some shit harder than that and I'm going to keep building, then whatever, that shit never going to make it.
With being independent and being in a position to kind of release music whenever you want, or correct me if I'm wrong, is there like a scheduling how you do it? You know what I mean? Because it almost seems like you obviously can have a major release, but then like you said, if you got 30 songs but you only can put 15 on the track, could you be like, you know, 3 months later, I'm gonna just hit them with this quick mixtape that they weren't expecting? Is it flexibility or is it not flexibility?
It's about marketing and timing, like. You gotta understand, bro, the attention span is short.
Super short.
So 15 songs, bro, that's impossible. Bro, let's be realistic, bro. Some of the music that's coming out is not like what you, like the music, niggas is dropping albums and they not being listened to all the way because, bro,
too many
it's
songs.
Too much. And then it's, and like I said, bro, it's not, the energy's not right. It's not there. Like we was talking about earlier in the interview. It's not there. That's why it comes and then it goes. You feel what I'm saying? We still talking about Good Kid, Mad City, bro. We still talking about motherfucking 1999 by Joey Badass. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we still talking about Young Thug, Barter 6, bro.
Hell yeah.
I'm still talking about Came From Nothing, nigga, Young
All
Thug,
All the Gucci
bro.
Tapes.
You feel what I'm saying? All of them, bro. Like, we still talking about these Jones. We not talking shit. About these new niggas, bro. Like, because there is no, like, it's nothing sticking. It's no, it's nothing.
It comes real quick. Oh, that's why, cool. And then it's done.
You feel what I'm saying? You know? Like, that's why.
It's like bitch with no condom.
Bro, that's why.
Feel good, but ain't fucked.
But look, hey, bro, this is why his shit is so genius. Emo slime is emotional because, guess what? It's about attachment. If the listener feel like they can be a part of you and you are a part of them some way, bro, they'll come to you. You feel what I'm saying? The music that I make, bro, I make music from the heart, bro. Like, I'm just like I'm Francois, like the God. Like, I touch on all aspects, like, but it's not on no, it's not on no, like, it's not on no, like, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I know. I thought I had a plan.
Never mind, that plan didn't work, but yeah. Nah, bro. The music's definitely dope, especially when you take your time and shit like that. But it's definitely true. Like, you gotta have that relationship with your audience. If you don't, you're not gonna win. But Phases of the Night, I actually made those songs, like, for different phases. Like, I would go outside smoke. I always look up at the sky because I'm interested in the moon and the stars and shit like that. Not to say, like I... You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna get all into it. I just like to look up because it fascinates me. I'm fascinated with nature. So, like, I look up at the sky, smoke, and however I'm feeling, I will go through something like adult films. I named that song Adult Films because that's what, like, pornos is called, adult films. And I was talking to my friend Vivian. She did. She committed suicide. And
Sorry, you feel me?
She was talking about how, like, her life was, like, fucked up. and wasn't cool. And she was comparing my life with hers, like how I be doing all the shows and stuff like that. And you feel me? She was like, it's kind of hard for me to talk about because I can't believe this nigga don't know we doing an interview. This is crazy.
It's all good. We got editing.
Nah, I couldn't believe some shit like that really happened to me, bro. Like, I always heard about that shit, but I told her my life was a bitch. And if I could compare my life to anything, it's going to be a porn star. And every time something happened, I said, fuck. Just because you're going through something in life does not mean it is the end. Just like with school. Like, you go to school, you get homework, you got your teacher, you get your lesson, you go home, you decide if you want to do the homework or not. If you don't, then guess what? You're going to go to school, you got to do yesterday's homework and today's homework. That's the same thing with life. If you don't understand what's going on in life today, guess what? You got tomorrow and you got to deal with yesterday's problems and today's problems. But understand that some problems aren't going to get understood, so it's going to carry on to the next day. But at the same time, you still going to understand that, like, oh, shit, I get this, facing my demons. See, I'm not finna do that shit. I'm not finna, like, make it that serious. But that's what I told her, and that's what I was trying to tell her, but it didn't get to her. So in the song, when I'm talking about, like, baby on the road tonight, she fucked it up tonight, I'm talking about, like, shit that happened in my life. Like, here we go, something fucked up, it's on the road. She's on the road, camera. You feel what I'm saying? And then everything that I'm saying, I'm talking about, like, what I was going through. Hands always itching and eye always jumping. I guess I'm the topic of every discussion. Like, it's like super deep. It's deeper than what people think. But, like, the tape's hard. I mixed it by myself. Like, it was a meaningful tape, and it did pretty good, 100,000 streams. Like, so yeah. I did it all yourself.
You made
it in my room.
Yeah, so you mixed and mastered it yourself. And now I want to know, like, so you in the beginning when you guys start out, you're making music, you're only concentrating on making music and putting a good product out. But I think we were talking about this yesterday. Now you start touring, so now you're kind of like you're practicing for your tour, you're doing your tour, and then that takes away time from actually like focusing on the music.
Right.
So how do you manage that time? How do you like now you're touring, but you still have to put an album out by the time the tour is over. So how do you manage all that together?
I manage that shit by, like, for real. I record while I'm on tour. Like, when I was on tour with Trippie, I recorded, like, twice. But I recorded myself. And then when I was in Boston, me and Steelo Steezy made a song, he with YSL. And then when I got off tour, I just had to get back to recording because it's like, I know niggas waiting. So I need to drop something. But I dropped Hell's Kitchen while I was on tour. So that made everybody fuck with it because I'm like, all right, bet I gave them something. And that's going to be on Slime World, too. So y'all already hearing something. I'll preview a new song or something, but I just won't put it out. I released the song One Thing on SoundCloud just to tease everybody and took it off. So I don't know if anybody recorded it or whatever, but I released it for like 2 days and took it down. That's just my little promotion, you know what I'm saying, marketing strategy or whatever. But I know, like, just like I know about his shit, we about to take everything to the next level.
See, remember what I was telling you about, like, earlier, how, like, when I record, I make like 14 songs. So out of that seven, I'll have seven other songs. I could just sit back and when it's time to drop a song, I can go on the vault and be like, oh yeah. Because I like to be ahead because I understand that shit's not going to add up, bro. You got to be able to go to sleep. You have to be able to. So I'm always on top of my shit. So like, I never really had that problem. Like not being able to keep up with touring and having music ready. I got music ready right now. I just told you about music me and him got. I got like 4 tapes in the vault plus 30 other songs that I've never even dropped that I forgot about. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. Like, I'm well organized.
I got a question. I asked this to another artist yesterday. I think there's a question I like to ask people because I like people to envision what their grand plan and you know dream is for themselves career wise. No better trick than visualization. what stadium do you envision yourself on? Like, what's the biggest stage you want to be on? Is it Madison Square? Is it Wembley Stadium in like London? Is it some Staples Center in LA? Like what is the pinnacle performance?
I want to be on the pyramid, because that's the center of the earth, and I want everyone to hear me. I want everyone to be there. I want to be in the center of the earth.
I want to be in the biggest stage in Tokyo. Wherever in Tokyo has the biggest stage, right, that's where I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on the pyramid with it. Because everybody going to be there. I ain't got to go nowhere. That's the center. Yeah. Everybody, you can say, hey, everybody's going to look like, y'all heard that? Everyone's good. That's the center.
Everybody, yeah.
They gonna come, bro.
He said, y'all heard that?
That's the
first time I've heard that, and that's probably the biggest fucking like image I've ever That's crazy.
On 1 foot.
Oh, golly. Oh, you're. Oh.
On 1 foot.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are gonna be going back to this fucking interview when this motherfucker's on the pyramid. All right. What's the time on? We'll go 30 minutes. All
right,
that's good.
Yeah, we wrap it up.
Want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. You guys wanna do drop an acapella for us, like some shit together, a quick freestyle or something?
Are you gonna get a mic to be like,
yeah. All right.
Hey.
Let me see.
Back in high school, my bitch name was Alexis. South by Southwest, there we bitch, we in Texas. Doing this shit, I'ma drop me a range. I got a bitch and she bet she the same as my other bitch. I know she wanna come fuck it. I whip out my dick and that bitch, she wanna suck it. Got a bad bitch, she like, look till you're lucky.
Oh, that was hard, though.
Oh, no, yeah.
I ain't gonna cap, that was hard. Latoya Luckett is sexy.
I had to think of some shit quick.
Yeah, good shit.
Hey, bro, I'm not finna,
it's
like...
It's all good. It's all good. No, no, hey.
Some shit I already got out that's on the radio, you feel me? Like, I ain't finna...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not freestyling because your style ain't free.
You
right?
Feel me? I would freestyle, but nah.
Nah, when you come to New York, when you're back out there, come live with us, come on our show, and then that's when you gotta drop the freestyle.
You get the headphones and all that shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Then I'll come through with my speed.
I'll have
on
beats
the mic.
Ready.
Literally, like specs of spit is coming on the mic, and I'm like,
bring your own mic. Bring
your own mic.
But all right, everybody, this is the Question Will Be Ever podcast and a Hangover Takeover, and we're here with Francois the God and Mikey Polo. Guys, give your drops and you know your plugs, and shout out whoever you got to shout out.
All right, first of all, I want to say shout out to my motherfucking self, because I'm that nigga. Shout out to Francois the God, because he that nigga. Shout out to my man Edison, because he that nigga. And shout out to the motherfucking Hangover, because you know what, he that nigga too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody with us, they them niggas. Shout out to all my emo slimers. You know, it's Emo Slime Gang. Your boy Mikey Polo. We doing this shit. South by Southwest Edition. Texas, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to all my friends out there in America. Sorry I'm so laid back. I be so high. You feel what I'm saying? But when I'm on stage, it be lit. Shout out to everybody that's up in here. Mikey really did it all. You feel me? I ain't really about to say much because, you feel me, I got this golden voice. You feel me? Because I am the shit. But yeah, nah, we out this bitch.
Slap.